This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. All week long on KALW, we've been playing you a sound very familiar to many of the people we heard from in that last interview, including a certain
kind of very funny, salty electrician.
Asked you to tell us what that was and where we recorded it. KALW's Ryan Miller and Julie Kane bring us the story.
Electric Choctaw Bridge personnel, we're going to energize our foghorns for a test. Please phone in if you're near the foghorns and you do not want me to energize them. My name is Jim McKnight. I'm the chief electrician on the Golden Gate Bridge. And one of our really cool jobs is to be able to operate the foghorns. Okay, so we're going to run a test right here. And the first one you're going to hear is the low one, I believe, because it'll come on for 2 seconds. And the next one you'll hear.
And what's the science of being able to tell when you need to turn it on?
We go out and we see if it's foggy, and if it's foggy, we come back in and turn them on.
So who's listening to those? What are those for?
Mainly for our enjoyment. No, I'm kidding. It's mainly for the ships that are passing underneath the bridge, fishing boats, any maritime activity underneath the bridge, so it lets them know where they are in the channel, and they can guide in a thick fog. They can guide if they don't have radar, it lets them know whether they're close or far, or if they're in between, you know, if they can hear the mid-span horns as loud as the one on the pier, then they know they're somewhere in the middle there. They're not going to run into the bridge. And that's what they're for, so people don't run into the bridge.
My name's David McCloy. I'm a San Francisco bar pilot. And bar pilots are, we're mariners that get on ships here locally and navigate them in and out of the port, anywhere from 12 miles offshore outside the Golden Gate to all the way everywhere in the bay, including Stockton and Sacramento.
See, there it is right there. See those horns on the base of the bridge structure there?
And so where are they? What sound comes from what?
Well, there's the South Tower, which has one horn, a deep, rich, long blast. And then there's the center span, which has a whistle. It's a higher pitched sound, and it's two blasts. So they're very distinctly different, and you can pick them out instantly. There's something reassuring about being able to hear those horns where they're supposed to be. And surprisingly, you can't see anything, you can tell what direction they're coming from pretty clearly.